Hello, we're Spill Milk Society. Thank you for being here. This next song is called For the Last Time.
Well done, guys. That was an incredible gig. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Yeah, we're buzzing off it.
What a great gig. And it's good when you get your mates along to a gig like this because it gives a really good buzz, doesn't it?
They get pumped and everyone else, you know, everyone else is like high energy and we get the cow mask on and it's all great. Do you know what I mean?
It pushes us to be better as well. Like, we just go mental off it. It's great. It's great. It's not enough to
know. That was the biggest surprise, actually, for me, was the cow mask, because someone in the crowd was, like, pointing, and I'm like, what are they pointing at? Let's have a look. Oh, my God. An actual cow mask came out.
There's a cow climbing over the barrier.
Yeah, I mean, it was just, I don't know, he doesn't... Basically, Harry Kilmer is a new addition to the band in the last few months, and that's the... Obviously, Cops Robbers is one of our first songs ever wrote, so there's not another guitar part for him. So we thought, guitar, cow mask, same difference, have that instead. So, yeah.
And you literally sacrificed him to the crowd, and he was there at the mercy of everyone that came to watch your gig.
He was getting lifted up into the crowd, and I think his head was hitting the ceiling at one point. It wasn't. Yeah, I hope he's all right. I haven't really spoken to him since.
He's disappeared somewhere. Let's hope it's not into the back of an ambulance, because that would be bad for Spilt Milk Society. It's been a few months since we saw you, and you came in session. What have you guys been up to?
We've been writing a lot more music, doing a few gigs here and there, but mainly writing, planning a few cheeky releases, so watch this space.
So when you say watch this space, I need times. When are we getting these tracks?
I reckon the next one will be within the next month. I can pretty confidently say that.
But you never know.
The only reason is exclusive reveal is that we're planning on doing a music video with the next one, so that's why it's delayed it a bit.
Oh, okay. What can we expect from the music video? Any decisions been made?
Nothing's being disclosed. It's a secret.
I don't do secrets.
We like the element of mystery. Some call us the Mysterious Cow Society.
No one calls us that.
Some people do, though.
We can make it a thing. We can start changing. We can start changing your name. In terms of the gig tonight,
yes.
What was your best track to play?
Probably Cops and Robbers, to be fair.
I think that's pretty enough.
It just gets more energetic every time we play it, and you know, we've just started getting more exciting every time we play it, and the crowd just gets really into it, and we love playing it. It's class.
There's always new unexpected drum fills as well in this song. I love it. I love the unpredictability of it.
Every time we play it, it seems to get faster and faster and faster, like to the point where it's almost impossible to play. Like, it just sounds so sick. We love it.
Yeah.
No, but it's brilliant tracks, and I love listening to you guys play live, because when you came and played in session, it was like, these guys are brilliant, I love them. And seeing you guys tonight was really good as well, because the difference in playing in session and playing like this is you've got a crowd to bounce off. Does that help?
Yeah, it helps a lot, yeah. I mean, like, especially when, like you said, we have our friends along coming along, and there's new people that are kind of getting on board to our music as well, and we feed off the energy that they give.
And you're doing really good stuff with your branding and stuff at the moment. You've just bought out a load of T-shirts, which I've bought one, love it. I need to get the iron on it, though. Delivery, it's got a little bit creased up.
I can imagine.
Whose idea was it for the T-shirts, and who did the designs and things like that?
Interestingly, we're at the Rainbow now, and one of the designs on the black T-shirt, our mate Scratch, when she was rather drunk, scratched into the door of the toilet, Spill Milk Society, in a little milk bottle, and took a picture of it, came around to thinking of designs, we were like, actually, it looks pretty edgy, we'll use that.
So, on a toilet door here was where your logo was born?
Not the logo, but the T-shirt design. I'm pretty sure, you know, when we're headlining Glastonbury 2017, I'm sure that will come about. That will become like a pilgrimage site for people, for Spilly Milk fans.
The very end blue with the unisex toilets, that's where it is.
I think we should come and like take this door off its hinges, and it can be the background of your stage every time.
I love that, yeah.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, yeah. 2020.
When are your next gigs? When are you playing next? Where can people catch you?
Sure, so we've got a few things coming up. We're in Liverpool soon, actually, doing the Tube, part of a Lipper thing. So Adam goes to Lipper, so he's, you know, got the connections.
It's also going to be recorded and broadcast with Made in Liverpool TV and Bay TV Liverpool as well. So that's going to be, and then also on YouTube, I think it's going to be broadcast. So
It's a big opportunity for us.
Yeah, and we'll look forward to hearing that. I'm sure you'll be sharing the video and stuff of that on Facebook and all that sort of thing. But guys, thank you very much for speaking to me.
No problem.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Jonathan.